14 lines down. The wicks with the chomes are not acceptable to use to light with on Shabbos. Because the or is mesachsech behem. If the or doesn't go well into the wick, it sort of like dances around the wick. Rashi says two pshat a minute. Shmonim. The oil shomer chachamim ain alikim behem mivnei she ain nimshachem achre psila. They do not flow into the wick well. They're not pulled. They don't are that easily pulled into the wick. By minei abaya merabba. Abaya asked the rabba a question. Shmonim shomer chachamim ain alikim habeshabbos. These different oils which chachamim said you cannot use to light within Shabbos. Can you add a little bit of oil? And by some of these, by adding even small amounts of oil, of acceptable oils, addresses that problem, allows it to flow into the wick, and then once that starts, it flows better. So what's the question? Because are we concerned that if we allow them to light it with other oils mixed in, people might forget and just light it without adding any oil. So Rabba said, "Ein maligim." Now you cannot. We are gozer, and you cannot light with a mixture of these oils plus other oils is a gzera. My time, or why not? Because you cannot light with those other these oils as is. And we're gozer that you might come to forget to add the other oils and light with them directly. Karach. Inside is, you notice it says Tzarech Lerman that Rav Shimon Gamliel Lerman. Rav Shimon Gamliel said Karach Dabar Shem Alikin Boy he wrapped something which you could light with Al Gabi Dabar Shem Alikin Boy. So you had, let's say, well, something right now, you had a wick which you cannot light with, and you twist it around the wick, which is not acceptable, the material of a wick, which is acceptable. Still, I'm a leakin. You cannot light. Then Rosh Hashanah says, Rosh Hashanah says, they would wrap a wick around a nut and they would light it. If you learn according to Shingam Leel, the Malikin, you're allowed to light. This is the question that he asks. This is, I guess, the Baya asking to Rabu. So Rabu said back to Baya, Adam Moisvus leave meter of Shem Amulgam Leel, Sayuni meter Tanakama. Why did you ask a caution me from Shem Leel says you're allowed to light with it? Tanakama says you're not allowed to light with it. So you see, like I'm saying, you're Goyser, even though if you have the second wick wrapped around, which draws the oil fine, so the mice of the oil will be drawn fine. So what's the problem? But we're Goyser, that you cannot do that because you might just use the wick as is, which is not acceptable. So the Tanakhama is supporting my idea. So why are you asking me? Why are you asking me from Rosh Hashanah? It's supposed to bring a raya to me from the Tanakhama. So my answer is whole akasha. That's not difficult to understand why we asked on you from Rosh Hashanah, because we have a klal in Shas called Maaser Rav. When the Tana is testified that this is how things were done, that has a authority which is greater. So if he's saying that in Shimon being made that in Beis Abba this is what they were doing, means this is halacha l'maaseh had been paskin that it's mutter to do in Rabbi Gamliel's house. So that has a weight over the Tanakam.
I understand. I mean, we had with Shimon Gamliel that they do it through a cameras that they
right.
Did, right. So, I mean, maybe it was sort of like a Mizan Sidus type of thing.
Right, but over here is being Mekel. Right, saying there was so if but over here you see that they were relying on the fact that they were being matur. Clearly, apparently, the hell was matur.
Yeah. Okay, but I mean, to go the other way to say that you know because they were such such a high level, so that they could be.
I hear somebody. You know, I guess the question was whether there was exera or not. There was exera. You know, with the Chazal make exera or not? He's saying, you see, apparently they clearly held that there was no Gzeris Chazal. The Tanakhama wasn't arguing that he's making the Gzeris right now. There wasn't a minion on the matter. I'd assume. Some more answers. Mikolokum Kasha. If so, we have this Kasha on Rabbi. So he says, my love. Lahadik isn't the case that they were using this wick wrapped around the eggers to light. The purpose was to light with it. Moran says, no, lahakpas. That the idea was, this is the forerunner of the floating wick. The eggers was able to float on the top of the oil. And now you had the wick wrapped around it to be able to have it sit on top of the oil and light that way. And that's what they were doing. They didn't light the eggers, which is what you thought they were doing, but they lit the wick and used the eggers as lahakris. Moshe says, well, that's a lahakris, my time of the Tanakhama. So then why in the world would the Tanakhama argue that it's osir? If that's what we're discussing, why should it be osir? If you're telling me that you're trying to light using the eggers, a dried nut, using it as a wick, which is not kosher, and you're wrapping around the kosher wick, you're dividing the two together is a double wick. I understand what Tanakhama says is awesome, but as Lahakpas doesn't make any sense. More answers are right. Kula Rishim Gamliel, the whole Bleister really is Rishim Gamliel. Chsur Mechav Chavitani. Karatav Rishim Alikim Ba, Gabitav Rishim Alikim Ba, Em Alikim Ba. You wrap the two things together, you cannot use it, like Rabbi said. It's if you want to light with it. If you just want to use it to float it, is mutter. Shemagamliel says that Shabbi Sabah Yukarchem Sila Gabi Eggers. So it comes out that if according to Shemechavachiktani, that's the flow of the Brisa is all Rosh Hashanah talking, and it's not a Kasha and Rabbah at all. It fits very nicely with Rabbah's idea. Anything the Morris says, is that true?
I mean, I don't understand how strong Kasha really was in the first place. Because you're talking about Psilos versus Shmona.
I was wondering about that myself. You know, or I guess in the logic of the Gzeira, I guess the Gemara, I'm assuming the Gemara is assuming that they should be similar. The Gzeira doing it together as opposed to doing it by itself. You could argue maybe that people's minds, I don't know whether necessarily people equate the two. People perceive wicks as separate and people perceive oils together. I don't know. You could argue that. Apparently the Gemara's not going there. It's like eight. It's like a piece of eight. You're right in saying, but it's the Gemara says it doesn't say tzemer because it's obvious. It doesn't say sar because it's obvious. There's certain things which are.
And we
didn't
talk about them in the
Chinese,
right?
What?
We've not yet talked about them in the
Chinese. That is true. We said it with Bema Malikin, but my aim on Likin, and we said aim, what your aim on Likin with. Yeah.
So should we move into this list as?
It's not the general assumption in Shas, when you write list, they are not exhaustive. I mean, there's a reason why it's either something you wouldn't write, but it's not saying only these. Any. First thing, is it true that you made this gzeira? V'omer Rabruna, Omer Rav. Chelev mehutzuch, chelev which you, it's rendered. I'm not sure exactly what rendering means, but fat which is rendered, which I always thought rendering is basically the same thing. Mutach is it's melted down. It's melted down and they add some type of a ingredient to keep it liquefied. Rekrove dogim shen muchu. So the insides of the fish have a tremendous amount of oil in them. So if you were in the muach, you would. Take the fats and I guess grind it up, blend it, so it came liquefied. Adam Nosin Asecha Shemen Koshu Umadlik. So you don't use them as is, but you add a little bit of oil, and go for it. And it's mutter. So you see that adding oil it permits it. Now, like Rab is saying, that adding oil does not permit it. More answers like this. Really, honey mimshechi beinav. These, as they stand by themselves without the oil, really do flow into the wick well. With mahani, the ones in the Mishnah, lo mimshechi beinav. They do not flow into the wick well. So chaluv, we have the Mishnah. You can't light with chaluv, and can't light with krovei dogim. If it's not mahutach or it's not nimuach, regardless of Rabbanan al chelav mahutach, but mahutach really does flow well. But we regard it as chelav mahutach mishum chelav shena mahutach, or kavidav mishum nimuachu mishum kavidav mishlon nimuachu. They say we're not going to allow you to use chelav mahutach because you might forget to use chelav not mahutach. We're not going to allow you to use kavidav which are nimuach. Because you might use it when it's not anymore. So that's a gzeira. So now what you're asking me is, religionami b'chelev mahotuch, b'chelev dam shenimuchu, shenosan nosech and shemen, yishu b'chelev mahotuch, b'chelev dam shenimuchu, shenosan nosech and shemen. Saying you can't use it when it stands by itself, so we should ask now that you're using it even with some oil, add it into it, because you can't use it when it stands by itself. When it stands by itself, it's really not us, it's only a gzeira. So he goof a gzeira, it itself is a gzeira. But non nikum, if it is a gzeira, the gzeira. We should make a gzeira, the gzeira. Not mistaber. So if mehutach betzim works, it's only us because we're gzeira, auto enum mehutach, we're not going to ask mehutach, we're shaman, gzeira auto mehutach, vein. Zero otu and a mahotuch. I like to tell you that I know, but I can't tell you that. Just from the. I'm not clear about that. Normally, hituch is. The actual words mean something else, but tashas and the usage over here, they should be the same thing. But the Gemara is getting involved in the Chalikas, we passed, you know, so then at least we're saying, if that's true, we're saying the pshat in the Mishnah, which is Mahotuch is Mavushal is also, Mavushal is only also is Gzeira. And that would be the same thing over here. One second. I think you're right. Because the more later on, yeah, I think you're right. Because the more Chabad Alma Beis, the more it says, and the Chachamim, they both say can't use Tzchadim of Bushel, and Afkamina is, whether they agree to the din of Teruba Shem or not. Like we said before, Rav Bruna's din is the Rav Bruna Barav, adding oil is Matri. It sounds like Mavushal is only Xer. Yeah. Or either they're the same thing or they're close enough that the swores apply equally. Let's see, Rashi. Misach Seches. Rashi says, first Rashi says is Kimin Sakin Peguma. The language of Misach Seches is the more uses, the more says that a Sakin, which has a knife which has a nick in it, Misach Seches Bebosser. It rips into the Bosser. An Milid Bilaz. Shein Ara Zokuf. The light doesn't stay still, straight up in one place. It jumps around, so the light flickers, and that's a language which would be similar to the idea that it's not a smooth type of a thing. You find by the sakin that instead of opposed to being smooth, cutting smoothly, it pulls this way and that. The lashon of misachseches behen means lashon of sichuch, like it sort of goes on the outside. Eno nichneses teicha psila. The sabim b'chutz doesn't get well into the wick. It's sort of like also even being like dancing around the outside. The word sichuch means being on the outside. K'moy sichucha avonav. Ruch v'laz. Sichucha avonav is the lesson of scorching. The more talked about the fire, scorched the stones. It doesn't burn stones. The fire doesn't get into the stone. It leaves a mark on the outside. Shenim shachim v'asalahatus. Since they don't flow well, the person might come to tilt the nair. Adding a little bit of oil helps it flow into the wick. So he said, you can't do it. Because you can't light with these things as is. And you guys are this or that. Now, you know, it's interesting. The more, really, the whole thing over here, Rabbi's in is Xer, because you can't light with these oils, because there you might be mata on Shabbos. You can't light with these oils with Shabbos, because there you might be light with these oils directly. Which you can't light because of Xer, you might light it with it. And that the more is okay with, the more is called Xer, the Xer. It means Chazal related to these wicks, which are these oils better, which don't flow well, as being that the natural response is Hatoya, that's a fact. It's not called Xer, the Xer. Since you wrap together two different wicks, a non-kosher one wrapped around with a kosher one. Tanakama says no, and Shemil says yes. The more comes out, Maisa Rav. So Makoma comes, it's exciting me, is Bitter Shingam Hill. The Madlik, you're allowed to use it. No, we got the egos, like Chosel, the Psilo, even though you can't use the nut as is. But when you put together with the other wick, it's okay. He says, why are you asking from him? Because my sarab, hob may shakacho you shall base obiv oisin halachi. If that's what Rabbi Neil's house did, we have to assume that was he was doing something which is correct. Therefore that is the halach. Okay. Mars in my life, Lahadlik, Hayakarkan, Shatadlik, Apsila, Ima Egos, they were wrapping, they're using the Egos and the Psila together as the wick. He says, lo, no, Lahakpas. Well, Hayim Alikan or Egos, they didn't light the nuts. Alasemech Oleha, Apsila, they use it to support the wick. Latifa, to make it float, Shlotitoba, Beshem, and it shouldn't sink into the oil. We've seen this Rashi a few places in Shas. Rashi explains with the word lahakpis means to float, like it says by the story over there with Elisha, that they dropped the, he borrowed the axe and he dropped the axe into the water, and Elisha was able to make the barzel float. The positive of Yitzhak barzel. And the Targum of that is v'kafa. So you see the word v'kafa means to float, like the word v'yitzah. So it's been rendered. Really they flow well. Really without even adding any oil, really it should be fine. Regards of mehutach due to enema hutach. So, when it's as is by itself, with no mixture, it's only gzera. So you want to know nikum, we should get up a nigzer, ayyadei tarubis, otu benayu, we should say it's osur, but tarubis, gzera yimato benayu. Even benayu is only gzera, not going to do that. Okay. Tani Rami Barchoma. Psilas ushmonim shamach chachomim, emalikim ben mishabas. The oils and the wicks which you cannot use on Shabbos, you cannot use in the Mikdash. Now, I'm assuming in the oils in the Mikdash, the main focus over here is on the Psilas. The Pasuk says you have to use Shem and Zayas in the menorah. So, obviously you can't use any of the other oils. In regards to the wicks, saying that the Torah has no, never discusses what material to use for the wicks, so these wicks are not acceptable in the Mikdash. Mishum Shenemar, why? Halois near Tumid. That's the Brisa that Rav Chama quoted. Who Tani Lo? He was the one who quoted the Brisa to us. In other words, he had them serve as the Brisa. And he explained the Brisa, that the Pshat in the Brisa is, I just noticed on the side that there's this Tosfos Shonim, who asked the Kasha, isn't it Zera L'Gzera? The whole thing is Zera L'Gzera Shem Yata. And he says, the extra Shal Yata, it's almost impossible, you're not coming Mata. And he brings a revoir and says that the reason is we're afraid that it might go out, not kushamayat, it might go out, and that's so that you haven't filled the mitzvah of lighting nerus if it's going to go out. So it's not gzeira, means that's not acceptable halog. I'm sorry, I interrupted. I just noticed I was going to point it out. So the mitzvah is to light the halois ner to me. You have to light the ner in a way that the shalhebus will go on its own, and these. That's the drasha. So it can't be that it constantly needs to be taken care of. It has to be able to now stand by itself. So these psilas, which are not reliable, you're going to have to constant care of them. That's not going to be acceptable. So the Moratanat within the mission Yuma, it's a mission Sukkah. The they would take from the worn out Bigdei Kahanim, the Brigadim, and their from the Avnet, and they would take out threads and use them to light. So you see that they were using to light things which had semer in them. And semer is not acceptable as a psilo. Some more answers. Simon's best shoeva shiny. This halacha that I just saw, you was only referring to the menorah, not to where there's a fee of halacha. Simon's best shoeva, it's not the lighting is not a chiyuv. There's no chiyuv of halacha by Simon's best shoeva. The mitzvah is drawing the water. Right. Lighting the torches was an extra thing they did, so they you're allowed to use semer for that.
It's a mixture. Semer.
Well, I think the language was they would take out mafkin, they would take out fibers. It's not like you take out any fiber you wanted, even though you could even take out the semer fibers and use them. Toshma. Tana Rabbi Bramas, Nabide Kahuna, Shabalu, Nafkian, Oison, Umehenho, Yoison, Psilas, the Mikdush. From Nabide Kahuna, they would take out the threads and they would use it for Psilas. My love, the climb, doesn't it mean that the Big Day Kahuna, which are made out of climb, which is low, the boots? It's referring to the Kahuna, which are made out of linen. And linen is a kosher form of a kosher Psilas. Now, the big day, something from the big day Kohen Hedyot, he wore four things. The Mithnasayim was straight linen. The Tsonis was straight linen. His Mitznepes was straight linen. And the Avnet is Mechloikis, the Gemara, whether the Avnet of the Kohen Hedyot was Klayim or not. The Avnet of the Kohen Gadol was Klayim. The Avnet of the Kohen Hedyot, we had a Numa, that was Mechloikis, whether it was made out of Klayim or it was made out of linen also. So the Gemara is kasha. The Gemara says that we're assuming it's even going like the one who says that the Avnet is made out of klayim. We use it, says he can use any of the begadim. The Gemara says no, they simply would use the begadim, you know, which were linen. Rashi, who Amar lo? So Rav Mechama brought the Braisa, and Mefarish my Talmud explained how it's learning out from the Pasuk of Halos near to me that you can't use these psilas. It says it has to be early by itself. You can't constantly need to be tended. It has to be lit and left alone. And be able to be lit and left alone. Kahanim habluyim from the worn out Mithnasayim. Their pants. Hoyim of Kian, Kuran, they would tear them apart. Roisim Psilas, they would make wicks. Vesimah Vesa Shaveva, Shibes is Nashim. And the Simah Vesa Shaveva. And only Hem Yonayin, and from the Avnet, shall climb him. The Avnet was made out of climb. The Ksiv Vesa Avnet, Shesh Moshe Zora, Uskelis Ragamon, Kamon Tchelis is Amrahu. Tchelis is made out of wool. And it also says, Shesh. Which is linen. Tenly the ale, linen Shabbos, receive olein, shall semer, lipsul, semer is bustle. With tanim aliki behen the mikdash, but you'll use semer in the mikdash. Simcha seshreb b'shayni, loksiv lahalois po, doesn't say the word lahalois, we'll have the rice to eat, there's no need to the rice to do it. So there they allow themselves to use semer. When a brother Bryce says, my love to climb, referring to the avnet, you can use the avnet, which is climb. Was it not referring to the other begotten, which are boots? Amar of Huna. Okay, now the more is now going to. Now we're going to turn into the flow from the sugi of Halakha on Shabbos into the Halakha of Chanukah, and that's going to be the next three and a half lot is going to be Hilas Chanukah. And this is your. The makor for all the halachos of Chanukah is all here. All the Hilchos Chanukah, the vast majority of Hilchos Chanukah.
I'm wondering if there's a, you know, the same issue about the mixed wicks is a, you know, the good and the bad, the oils, is something that applies by the mikdashes as well. In other words, by the, you know, Shabbos, you have the problem. You're going to run into a derisive problem. Here, with the, if you have the mixture, if it works well, great. It's usable. In other words, let's say it's not going so well. Fine, so you'll take that out and use a better one.
No, but when you light the menorah, you have a chiyuv to light the menorah with a wick which is not going to need tikkun.
Right, but let's say it turns out that you thought it wouldn't need tikkun, and it turns out you do need tikkun. Okay, fine, you get rid of it and relight.
I don't know. I mean, there was a Zman Halakha, which was, you know, they lived before evening. That was a Zman Halakha. They weren't yet to that Halakha. You say if it goes out, you light it again at nighttime. Is that called Yosef Halakha? I'm not familiar enough with the Halakhas of Halakha's neighbors to answer the question. I don't know. Amar Rav Huna, Silas Ushwarim Shamru Chachamim, Eibal Likin Behem B'Shabbos. The Silas and the Shmonim, which we said you cannot use for Shabbos, the same way we had a Bryce that was discussed, what about using for the Mikdash? Now we're going to discuss what about using them, Eimal Balgar Tzachanaka. So he says, Eimal Likin Behem B'Chanaka, you cannot use them for Chanaka, Behem B'Shabbos, Behem B'Chol. Whether you're lighting, talking about lighting for the menorah of Chanukah on the weekdays or on Shabbos. Now we're going to bring three shittas. The Gemara's bringing one shitta says you cannot light with them neither Shabbos or weekday. One shitta holds you can light with them yes and Shabbos and yes and weekday. One shitta says that you can light with them on weekdays and not on Shabbos. Is the three sheets that we're going to bring. The Morris says, so what are the two issues that we have to deal with? One we have to deal with, this is Omer Rabba, my time at the Rafun. Sarah Kavsa Zakuk Lo. If it goes out, you're Mechiv to relight it, which means that the Chiv is not to do it, Maisa Laka, the Chiv is to make sure that it stays lit. And therefore, lighting with something which you feel will not be able to maintain it is not acceptable. Number one, and he holds the much of the shamash l'arva. Number two, you're allowed to use the light of the menorah to read with, etc. So the gzera of shemayata exists. So therefore, you cannot light with it in regards to you have the Shabbos issue of shemayata applies because you're allowed to move to the shamash l'arva. If you're going where I think you're going, Pashas, he knows him here. Tosha says, how do you know that? Once you hold the Kavsa Zokakla, so maybe the problem is just because of Kavsa Zokakla, what's your right to the Shamash Lord? So that's Tosha's cash over here. This Tosha's over here. Tosha says that the about Rav Huna's stressed Bein B'Shabbos Bein B'Chol had it been the same reason of Kavsa Zachak law, so we don't need to stress Shabbos and Chol, he would just say you can't use it, can't use these Psilas and Shmonim for Neres Chanukah. In fact, he stressed Bein B'Shabbos Bein B'Chol, he says indicating there's two different arguments of why, right, especially Shabbos. Rav Chista Amar Malikin Bein B'Chol Amuloy B'Shabbos says the weekdays, yes, not on Shabbos. He holds Ksavar Kavsa Ein Zokuk Lo. So once you lit it, you did your mitzvah, therefore on Chol it's Mutter. But he holds Mutter the Shamash Lari, you're allowed to use the light of the Nair, thereby on Shabbos you're going to have the Gzeira of Shemayata. using one of these non-kosher, non-Shabbos kosher oils or wicks. You may use them on Shabbos or weekday. I'm remembering my time at the Rav. Several cups of ain zakek law. Also, the Shabbos lawyer. He holds that if you want to do the mitzvah of lighting, it, you've fulfilled your obligation. And A and B, you cannot use the light. So there's no reason why there's a gzera of shemayata because you can't use the light anyway.
Not worried that even though I'm saying this, I'm not obligated to do it. Be tempted to do it anyway because, you know, it was a popular holiday. You know, so was,
I guess they weren't so firm in those days. I mean, to me, the chiddush of the Gemara is that kaza in zochik law halacha is means you have to light in such a way where it could light. Then if it goes out, you're not mechuyev. If it you light the chatzil in a way where it can't light, then you're not. Then you weren't yotze period. So, what the Gemara is telling us is that these psilos and shmonim are reliable that they're going to last enough that you fulfill your mitzvah. But at the same time, the Moor said before, by Mikdash, apparently the mitzvah is that it has to be lit the whole night. And so you have to, that's your conclusion from the, because otherwise, why can't you use it for the menorah of the Mikdash either? You did your law, you have to give and goodbye. But over there, the drush of Lahalos near to me, means a constant tending throughout, means the mitzvah is that it should be lit the whole night. Whereas over here, it's lit enough that it's going to last. So you fulfill your mitzvah. I might go out, but that you know, I'm a chayiv to. But you know, it's the chances are better that you really did made it lit. Let's do the Rashi. Let's set the Rashi quickly. Comes in here, you're required. Let's talk to the fix it. Chatkila lasis yofa. Then we have to make it up the chatkila in a good way. We don't want you in a situation where you must tend it. You're not going to, we're you might not tend it, so don't get into that situation to start with. You're afraid he might tilt it. He holds Ein Zochek Lo, he'll be Kol Shori, Ein Zochek Lo, but also Shamash Lo, She Nikir, Shehu Ner Mitzvah. They set aside it to be Ner Mitzvah, you can't use it for anything else. There's no potential for her toy.